Welcome back to our podcast. My name is Mandy, and with me is my amazing, my very beautiful, and lovely co-host. I didn't saw that today.
I'm very, very surprised. Nice comments today, Mandy. It must be a good day.
I missed you.
I missed you too. Welcome back, everyone. And yeah, welcome back, Mandy. I mean, it feels like I've not seen you in a little while, but it's good to see you.
Thank you. So guys, I hope you've listened to our past episodes. If you've not, we've had loads. Like, these are 8 episodes, so we have like 7 episodes loaded up for you guys to go and listen. So please, if this is your first time stopping by this legal avenue with Lola OJ and Mandy, where we discuss everything about the legal industry, the profession, and what you need to know, bring you up to speed what you need to know about the laws that govern us. So please check out our other episodes, listen to it, share, drop comments. Your comments is literally what keeps
us
going.
They mean so much to us.
Literally what keeps us going. So it brings us back to record more episodes for you guys. So please do that. So before we get into the episode or get into the discussion for this particular episode, we first want to say a big congratulations to all the new wigs.
Welcome to the bar.
Passing love finals or passing bar finals is not me, so can remember mine, and literally
it's like I have trauma.
I think when my result came out, I was not even fixated on my grade. I was like, oh, I passed.
I passed.
So that was a big deal.
Yeah, and for those that unfortunately didn't make it this time, we just want to give you lots of love and words of encouragement. I know it might actually feel like the world is like ending because you work so hard for something, you see other people so excited, and you're not able to kind of take part in the celebration. This is just to say, keep your head up. It happens. I had a few friends that didn't make it the first time, and they went on to make it the second time or third time, and now they're working, and nobody even really cares. At the end of the day, once you actually get called to the bar and you can say you're a lawyer, you can go on and practice almost like nothing happened. So once you do succeed, you will kind of forget that you didn't make it the first time. So don't give up. Don't say, I'm not doing it again. Just keep pushing, and you too, you'll wear your wig and your gown.
Yeah, and probably that ICC or Eagle Screen will definitely be caught by very soon.
Amen. Or one day.
So I know we've definitely talked about law school experience. Most times within banters are just like meeting comments. I talk about how awful our court bad day was. But today we're going to like go deeper. We'll go to the like nitty-gritty of how law school was. From you applying into law school, your registration, your accommodation process, how exams were, the modules, down to bar finals, preparing for bar finals, literally everything. We're going to give you step-by-step regime, or rather, if I should say that, like, we're going to give you step-by-step guides into how law school, and also share our own experiences, how it was for us. So literally, if you're interested in going to law school, you're done with university, you're in final, you have someone that is about to go to law school, you can pause at this time and share this episode.
I like what you did there, Mandy.
So they could listen, just like literally just get the information from us.
And also for those that perhaps want to change profession, like I went to law school like a lot later on, I guess. It wasn't straight from uni for me. So if you want to pivot, you might also definitely benefit from this podcast, because we speak about how you can kind of make that transition from perhaps, you know, being in a different field and coming over to the legal side. So again, share. This is the time to share this podcast.
And the beautiful part of this, the amazing part of this, that I did bar two, she did bar one. So you're going to get the full information.
And the trauma.
Lola, I was not about to throw them off. Okay, just sorry, me sorry. Saying share. Imagine that shout
it
trauma.
It was amazing, guys. It went so smoothly and nothing wrong. Nothing happened that way. Whatever.
You cannot even say it with a straight face.
I'm just so traumatized. I can't even say it.
You can't even say it with a straight face. Well, for me, I did my bar two in Enugu. So most of you, okay, let me just start. There are 5 campuses of law school. We have in Lagos, obviously the most popular. We have in Abuja. We have in Enugu. We have in Kano. No, actually 6. We have in Adamawa, and we have in Bayelsa.
I don't know why Mandy's looking at me. I do not remember any campuses apart from Lagos and Abuja.
We have 6 campuses, and Lagos and Abuja. Lagos was the first campus ever. I think Abuja followed, then Enugu, then Kano, Bayelsa, and Adamawa came through later. So I went to Enugu campus, and Enugu campus is in a village in Enugu called Abani. So my
Say
campus,
that again?
Abani.
I tried.
Small.
Okay.
Like 4.5.
I take it.
So name of campus is Augustine Nnamani Campus, Nigerian Law School, Agbani. And okay, for me, I got in straight from uni. So the process was like this for me. Our final year, they released a list of people that are going to like possibly graduate. Like, you don't have any issue, you don't have any carryover, you don't have any spillover, nothing is going to keep you back. And those people, we are allowed to like go first to go and register. Why those maybe that had missing results can try and solve their issue and catch up with registration. So the registration was online, you fill a couple of forms online, and then you get to pick four campuses that like first, second, third, fourth choice that they are supposed to fix you in one of the campus or place you in one of the campus from there. For me, Lagos was my first. Abuja was my first. Lagos was my second. Bayelsa was my third. Enugu was my fourth.
So you can see already, guys, thinking. They gave her the fourth option. Continue.
So put the campus in what? First, second, and fourth. If you land in third, you know it's just destiny. So yeah, that happened and went on to finish from school. Then acceptance came out. I think acceptance came out within September-ish. Because then I can remember that I did my registration early November of 2016. So acceptance came out September, October. Then you start prepping, school fees. And school fees was...
Oh my goodness, I forgot about that aspect. Yeah,
School fees was, I think, $365.
I don't think it's up to that.
Or two. I know it was close to that, like, 300.
Yeah, but I think it was around the 295 or something.
I think
like
it's
that,
around that 300. So, okay. But just put in mind 300,000. So for me, you then go to the bank, do your remitter, pay online, get your receipts and all that, and now go to the school. So first day coming into law school, everyone was sandy. Everyone was dry. Students were everywhere. It felt like another bondage. I was moving from bondage one to bondage two. Without break. So you get in there, you go to the finance office, you give your receipt, they confirm your payment, then they give you a couple of forms and send you for Enugu campus, send you like to the multipurpose hall, a big hall. So you see everyone sitting.
Were there a lot of you there?
A lot of people. Okay. I came in the afternoon, so I thought like people would have reduced, but I think that's when everybody had the same mindset I had. So every other person was coming in. Then you sit down, they pick your number and you keep waiting to your number.
Yes.
But the same way, there were a lot of people there, we had a lot of registration spots. So I think there were about 7. So it was quite fast. I didn't have to wait so long.
But that
so
registration, was it for accommodation or for...
Like, general registration.
For, oh, general, okay.
Yeah, general registration. Accommodation was a different story.
It's so okay, yeah.
When you get to register, after a registration, ordinarily, there's a place... what do they call that hostel again? I've forgotten the name. Trust me, it had a very funny name. Adam and Eve. That's why it was very funny.
You can't forget that.
I'll just say Rumi and Juliet.
Close enough.
Adam and Eve, that's like the law school hostel. So once you register, once you pay, your school fees is more like school fees and hostel fee together. Yeah. So once you get there, they'll assign you to one of the rooms. And then I had a friend that left Enugu Law School a year before I did. So she had already told me, oh, Adam and Eve is really bad. Lagos campus is a bit better. I think they renovated. When I say a bit better, a bit better than our own. So I think they renovated a few spots, but our own was still really bad. I think it was, this is not me trying to like discourage you, but the other,
it's just being honest,
the other accommodation, opportunities or slots or spaces, mm-hmm. other places within the campus. So you don't even need to go far. So there are about 6 people or 7 per room. And then 2 rooms share 2 toilet and 2 bedroom.
Okay.
So it's like 14, 12 people sharing 2 toilet.
Do you have constant light?
No. Okay. So Enugu campus, we didn't have NEPA light. It's just Gen.
Okay, that's
so it had time
to,
frame.
Yeah.
So Gen comes up in the morning when it's time for class between 9 a.m. and then lasts to 4 p.m. Then it comes on in the night by 6 p.m. to 12 midnight and it goes off. Then exam period extended to like 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
For
those
studying.
Who know what exactly for studying. So you get that room. The rooms are bunk. So I already had like information about this. So when they are like, oh, this is your room, I was like, no, I'm not interested in the room. Now within Enugu campus, within inside campus, there are 2 hostels. There's one towards where they call Snake Island.
Wow.
where the boys hostel is a bungalow. And then originally there are 2 people in a room, but during my time it was 3 people in a room, but it's quite spacious. You have your toilet and bedroom. It's separate. It's a better option than staying in Adam and Eve. So you have that, then you have a newer hostel that they are building close to Adam and Eve. So the difference that Adam and Eve is like opposite the class area, but this other hostel is far down inside, but it's inside the campus. And then outside the campus, the other hostels, if you want to stay there. Yeah. So I was like, no, I don't want that. I want to stay in this other hostel. And she was like, okay, no problem. Finish your registration. Then you have to go to bank and pay for the hostel. So I think I paid for the hostel, I'm not sure, either 50 or 70K, but it wasn't that high. I know it wasn't up to 100 or so. So I paid for the hostel. You go. So what I did, I just, instead of going back to Enugu Town, I just went into Abani Town there. There are small banks, one microfinance bank. I paid, came back, showed them the
form. But didn't you notice that even during the registration and stuff, there's something really archaic about having to always print, go and submit, stamp. It's kind of like, I wish there was a system that kind of brought it all together. I did a lot of back and forth with physical pieces of paper. That was very annoying.
So what I did was literally that printout when you register online. I think we also had to do, there are already things that they told you to come with upon that. So I think there was part of either one medical form that you had to bring.
Medical.
Then you had to go for, I forgot you had to go for a couple of tests.
Yeah.
A whole lot of physical examination.
Yeah, x-rays
and all of these. Yeah. You go for those tests. So what I did coming to that before I came, I first of all got about 20 passports. I did photocopy. Like I literally still have those documents.
I did what you did.
So I did like
almost everything before I got
everything
there.
Everything photocopy. And limit, I got there. Then when you finish the registration, I now go to the medical center and do registration with them.
Submit
those
stuff,
documents. They'll give you, I think, a card or so. But you finish the registration with them. Then where again? I think they sent you to the library to do registration as well. But library, I didn't do mine that day. I did my own after like 2 or 3 days. So I went and sorted the hostel stuff because I was literally, my load was in my mom's car and my mom was waiting for me. So I had to like
Did you get
out.
It all done in a day?
Yeah, I did everything in a day.
Okay.
So I was done. As I said, the registration for the class, for the school itself was quite fast. So within 45 minutes, I was done. Then I went to the medical center. Medical center had a little delay because it was just one person attending to everybody. Then after that, I went to the bank, paid for hostel, carried my loads, and my parents said, what?
Bye.
Adios.
And they never came back
How
to that
How do you say bye in Igbo? Oh my God, I can't disgrace myself now.
Or see you later, or just that bye aspect. Mandy!
What?
Mandy!
Kachifo.
You know, you could be speaking Japanese, and I'd be
Kachifo is like good night. Okay. So that's the closest thing.
Okay, I'll manage
head.
That one.
Exactly. It's like, oh, good night, too. So I'll take it as goodbye. Take it
I'll take it, guys. Mandy, I'll take it.
So yeah, that was the process for the registration, and that's how I got my accommodation. So that same day, I moved in. The hostel was like, they divided the girls this side, guys this side. But girls were more than guys. So at some point, there were some spillovers, and I had to like stay half. So,
but in university, you had a law degree, right? So
straight from uni,
you went straight
exactly.
To law
I didn't have to like. That's why you come in your own part of the bar one. I didn't have to do any extra. Everything was handled basically by the school. They'll just direct you on what to do next. Okay, everybody,
they're trying to get rid
online.
Of you. Bye, you're leaving the school. Go and be someone
do
else's
what
problem.
Before my law school, we went on strike, internal strike. So students rioted and broke a few things in school.
Lord.
And went on strike. So coming back, instead of us graduating in July, we graduated ending of August. Jigga, so they were like, please
be going.
Go, so that other people can enter.
So better people can come. My story was a bit similar to yours, but because my law degree is from the UK, I had to do something called Bar One, which is kind of like a 3-4 months kind of crash course, I would say, in the like Nigerian legal system. And that has to happen in Abuja in a place called Bwari.
Yeah.
It is in the middle of when I say nowhere, I mean it's just surrounded by sand and dust. It's not the Abuja that I'm used to.
You're going to hit Abani.
It's like an hour and a half kind of drive into it is in the middle of nowhere. But anyway, we had to do Bar One. And just so you know, Bar One is if you've had like a degree internationally, you kind of need to do that kind of conversion so you can go to law school. You cannot skip Bar One. So you have to do Bar One and pass Bar One. There's no grading of like it being a high. It's just literally a pass. That's the only pass or fail. You pass, make sure you've completed all the modules that you need to do, and then you then move on to applying for Bar Two, which then you can choose your campuses. And I chose just Lagos, obviously. And then I was on the Lagos VI campus.
Yeah.
And I was living in Lekki at the time, so I used to just drive to school. I didn't stay on campus. It was quite annoying with the traffic in the morning, but it was just more convenient for me because I already was living somewhere else. But I would say that, like, the registration process, maybe it's just me, but it took me 3 days.
Are you serious?
In the Lagos campus, it took me 3 days to register because I wasn't about to suffer myself. So it was the thing where I would do like step one to three.
Yeah.
And I'd do like step three to six another day. I was literally attending lectures as I was registering.
Are you serious?
Because I don't know whether Lagos campus has so many people.
Yeah, Lagos campus.
It was just insane. And they had a lot of, and I have a printer and everything. I print everything, photocopy everything. Still, they would say, you need to go and stamp this. You go there. She's not on sit. Go there. Madam, I need 5 copies. You're just like, oh my gosh. So I wasn't about to let them suffer me.
Yeah.
So I literally just took my time. It took me about 3 days to get my ID card and everything. I kid you not. I'm sure some people did it in one, but I'm probably sure they collapsed at the end of the day. But I wasn't prepared to do
that. I think probably for you, they were in different offices. I think one thing that they did,
they were all over the place.
Everybody that we needed for the registration, apart from going to finance office, everybody we needed was literally in the hall. So highest is moved from this point to this point, point A to point B to point C. And again, I think I was among the first set of people that did registration. So I had friends that 2 weeks into our classes, we are still doing registration.
Yes, exactly. You do have latecomers and
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly. So probably,
I don't know, Mandy, but all I know is I got it completed and it didn't stress me. So that was my main thing.
Yeah.
And what I would say as well, for those that are going to end up doing bar one, accommodation is probably something you have to consider. Now, I lodged in a hotel for the whole duration called Elim, which is probably, it's literally walking distance from campus.
For 4 months.
For almost, they actually have some of my money still because I didn't complete. It was like 3.5 months or so. And it was, of course, it was an unnecessary expense that I wish I didn't have to take. But one, when I saw the rooms, I just knew I couldn't do it. And secondly, there was actually no space for me. And I'm being honest here. When I actually got into register, the woman told me straight, sorry, there's no rooms. And I was with my luggage. And even though I had it in the back of my mind, I don't know if I'm even going to be able to stay on campus, right? There was no option for me. And then I was like, okay, so do I get like a partial refund or how does this work? They're like, go and find who you will like lodge with or see who will. They were so nonchalant about it. I was just like, this is weird. Especially because this is the first time I've ever studied in Nigeria in my life. So there was no kind of like, okay, bar one student, so you might not know how things are done here. You know that warm reception you expect, you're never probably going to get it from most of these people, unfortunately. They're kind of just going to be like, do this, do this, do that. And you kind of just have to be quite streetwise, assess your environment, see who to go to for the information. Don't get rude with these people because it's just, you know, you still smile. They'll be abusing you. I'm like, okay, ma, no problem. And I'll go and get the information and do what I need to do. So I ended up lodging in Elim. There was never actually space provided for me. They had taken, it was over capacity, like they had taken on more students than they had space for, and they weren't trying to cover that up. They literally said, Lola, there is no space for you, so either find your way or come back in a week or so. And I'm like, auntie, I'm in the middle of nowhere. Like, my parents are not in this country. Like, give me a lifeline. And then that's when I spoke to a few people and they're like, oh, there were some other places you could pay for around campus. You know, there's some kind of like, some people get like a one bedroom studio and stuff. But because I was only staying for bar one, whereas some people were going to do bar one and bar two there, it wasn't worth me getting like a proper place. So I literally just stayed in Elim for those months. And food, like when you look at it over the days, like you're not working really those times. You're paying for food, you're paying for hotel. Bless my mom those times, because God knows my mom was subsidizing me a lot. I think hotel ended up being more than the fees. Definitely. You know what I mean? Because I'm paying a per day kind of thing. Wow. But I wasn't the only one that was doing it. There was quite a few of us that were lodged in Elim. One, because there was no space. And two, because some of the rooms were just not conducive. Like, I don't even see how they wanted people to sleep in some of those rooms. And I'm just being honest. Like, it just wasn't acceptable for adults to, like, you know, like there's pregnant women, like there's older men, like it's not just uni students that come to, they can do that rough. There's like grown people's parents here, you know? So, I mean, it was interesting, but the moment that I got out of Buhari, I drove and I kind of never looked back. Like, it was like going off into the sunset. I was like, I'm free. And then once you get your pass, and just to also mention, in Buhari, you have to do that, you know, there's some core modules, and they were land law, criminal law, constitutional law, and the Nigerian legal system. And then there are other three modules, law of evidence, commercial law, and equity and trust. And if you did those already in your degree, you wouldn't have to take and pick them up. So you just do the four. Now, unluckily for me, I hadn't done law of evidence and I hadn't done commercial law, but I had done equity and trust. So I ended up doing 6 modules versus a lot of people that were doing just 4. So they would have a 4-day week. I had a 5-day week because I had to do lectures on a Friday. It was just, you know, when you're just like, God, why? Why me? If I had known this is the route I was going to take, I would have taken these modules in my degree. I was doing intellectual property and things like that in my degree. I wasn't thinking about law of evidence. So, I mean, what were the modules for Bar 2? I can't even remember.
For Bar 2, it was basically 5 courses because, like, I remember it was one day per course.
Yes.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday was for civil litigation. No? Yeah? No? Yeah? Monday was for civil litigation.
I cannot remember.
Tuesday was for criminal litigation. Wednesday, I'm very sure, was corporate law practice.
Okay.
Thursday was property. And Friday was professional ethics because we always wore traditional.
Friday was that free day.
We also wore traditional to class.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
You guys did do it.
I do not remember that.
Oh, it was a thing.
Oh, is it? That's nice.
Wear your cultural attire on Friday.
We did that in Buhari, funny enough, but not in Lagos campus.
Oh, it does. So if you don't have, so they are not like, oh, if your cultural attire is something that is going to be morally wrong, probably you guys are just going to tie your chest. Or even go
girl, do what your culture says.
Then please wear your white and black and cut class. And I have very bad thing about in campus. So in Lagos, you guys are allowed to wear gown, right?
Yes.
You guys are allowed to wear black and black.
Yes.
White top.
Yes.
So Enugu must be white
shirt.
That's
true, attire, yes. Okay.
Not white. Okay, didn't go to Nigerian University. Mm-hmm. In university, our attire was white and black, but everybody was counting down to
law. Is that just for the law faculty or for the whole school?
No, for the law faculty.
Okay.
So in UNN, my university, most faculties have their uniform.
Okay.
Law had the white and black. Medical had white and dark color. The other people, blue and black. So law was white and black. Proper white shirt, like pocket white shirt. Crisps. Like you cannot wear white top. Cannot wear white shirt with buttons.
You know, I used to wear Converses.
I don't wear Converses.
By the way, nobody try this, right? Because I cannot guarantee you'll get away with it. But I used to wear all black leather Converses. I don't know how sometimes...
Are you serious?
I don't know how I slipped through the radar. Maybe they didn't look at my feet enough.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And like black bodycon dresses, I used to wear black skirt.
So in Enugu campus, dressing was a thing. If you wear a shirt that don't have color, you can enter the class.
Yeah, they do turn away. And guys, please understand it. When it comes to attire, they're not particular.
You
can't
wear
check you.
You can't wear big earrings.
Yeah.
You cannot wear
nails, lashes, like
bright color hair.
Yeah, they will send you back.
They will send you back.
And your attendance will like not be marked for that day.
It won't reflect.
Just stick to the rules.
Exactly.
Guys. It's just for 1 year or so. Let's
say. My God, I felt like crying because I already had my black gowns, black top, white top.
I can't believe they didn't allow you with the
they
black.
They didn't allow shit.
Yeah.
White shirts with buttons and proper black skirt. That
and white
slits.
Shirts are annoying. You get so hot with the blazer or
the
something.
The skirt shouldn't be above your knee. The slit shouldn't be too seductive. Oh my God.
No, they were strict in Lagos campus, but I think we tried our best to push the bar a bit. Like some people were definitely coming in with ridiculously long nails and things like that. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It was cool.
So we did those 5 modules, 5 courses every day. So the process for the classes, we are more like, it was packaged in a way that you're supposed to prepare for the class before you come to the class. So you have for new campus. Now, Lagos campus, I heard that you guys didn't have time frame for your class. Sometimes by 2 classes, 4 or 5.
I had my eyes just so you guys can have a visual representation. My eyes just jumped out of the socket. Time what? Sometimes they will keep us like, I will just be like, God, who did I offend? Yeah. And sometimes AC will not work. You're sweating like Christmas goats. And your lecture is going on and on and on. And you see the hours go by. Go by. And you know there's nothing you can do. Apart from wait until, you know, you stand and then when they walk out, then everyone makes a rush for it. But there was a kind of time, but they happily went over in the Lagos campus. I mean, happily would keep us a lot longer than we were meant to be. And it was tiring, very tiring.
I think in campus, only one lecturer. So I think one thing, what they call them again, the guy is in charge of the school for each campus. Is he registrar or something? I'm tempted to call him commandant.
Girl, I'm not going to judge you. Call him what you like.
So I think he enforced 9 to 2 p.m.
Is that it? Just to 2?
To 2.
That's it for the whole day?
That's it for the day.
No, Mandy, that wasn't my schedule.
That was it for the day. So the only lecturer
4 or 5.
The only lecturer that overstepped was property, and you see people legit standing up to Mr. Class.
You can't even try that in Lagos campus. What?
Is it, so in M campus, the way it was arranged is that come to class by 9, class starts 9 o'clock, the doors are closed, nobody can come in.
They did shut the doors.
So you need to be in and seated before 9 a.m. So 9 to 11:30, then go on break. So you go get water.
It's a short break.
Yeah, it's more like 30 minutes break. You're back by 12. And then once it's 12, the doors are closed. If you're outside, you've missed
it. Yeah, likewise.
And then you thumbprint in, thumbprint out.
Yes, we have thumbprints.
Exactly.
As well,
So by 12, when we come back, what we now do is if there's any spillover, any parts that lecturers don't touch, and because they already expect you to be prepared,
have known quite
they don't
a bit
go
already,
so deep. Sure. They just like hover around the topics and ask questions. Then from 12, they're going to class activities. So their activities for the days, questions that they're supposed to ask.
But you had groups in your campus as well, yeah.
Groups I was going to present. So some courses had like, oh, today is group this, you already know beforehand. Why some of them just like call out groups? So they might say, okay, this is a question from, this is a question we have. Okay, we call group 7. The entire group 7
sure.
have to come
they
out to the front, to the front of the class. And then one person can decide to ask questions or he can decide to pass mic round.
Did the mic ever land on you?
No!
Lord, that mic used to give me anxiety. I'm like, God, please. It never got to me. I'm like, God.
I can remember.
It used to give me anxiety. They'll just be like, keep passing the mic. I'll tell you when to stop. I'll be like, God, why?
I can remember my first week in the school. I was sitting on the extreme right wing. I realized that Mike's always going to extreme right, extreme left. So I just moved to the center.
We weren't allowed to move seats in Lagos campus.
Oh, we were allowed.
No, the seat you sat in from the beginning is the seat you end in. You can't
That was
seats.
Actually nice. Us can't was tug of war.
No,
so I wake up very early. Wake up around 6, 7. I go to the class and I have to drop my bag or drop book to keep my seat. So if you don't reserve seats, it's first come, first serve. If you don't come early to get seats upstairs, you still on a lot of
what do they call it?
They call it something
when you're at the top, right?
Yeah.
High up.
Something. But no, is it body of benches? No, lot of something.
I
they
know
stay
what you
upstairs,
mean.
Do you get? So I do that, come in early and keep back. So the first week I was on glasses and I can remember the lecturer said, okay, everybody wearing glasses before he finished, I removed the glasses. That was it. I never wore glasses again. I was wearing the glasses. I thought, I want to look serious in law school. I want to be serious. After it, I didn't wear glasses.
No, that mic was anxiety on a stick.
So that they now use that maybe an hour, 30 minutes between that 12 and 2 to ask different questions. If you have questions for the group, basically to discuss what it's about, the remaining 30
So basically,
minutes.
Guys, we had these group tasks that they would give us ahead of the class.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of be like a sheet of paper and it will have a certain topic and questions. And you're meant to discuss it as a group, form answers individually and as a group, then come to the lecture having, you know, already discussed topic.
So everybody, all the groups are preparing for same topics, same questions.
But Mandy, did you used to actually prepare? Honestly, nobody's judging you here. I'll take that as a no. I won't lie to you.
So I did at the beginning.
I did at the beginning. I think I started
serious.
Towards the end.
I was very serious
at the beginning.
And then I just kept dropping.
Yeah, and at the beginning I didn't because I was just trying to just get my head around the whole place. It was just a lot to take in. It was kind of
But Mike never got
experience.
To me. Even when they called my group, I think it was only once that I ever touched that mic.
Yeah, I didn't touch it.
In school. So every group prepares for the same class.
Yeah, same
activity
questions, sure.
Because you don't know which group will be called. So your group can be called upon. It might be the group leader that will have to present. The lecturer can decide to point anyone among the group. So you just have to be prepared.
But so guys, just sorry, Mandy.
Yeah.
Just so you know, right? Please do prepare. When I say at the end, you will appreciate all of the notes and preparation you've done.
Exactly.
At the time, you may underestimate its importance, but I definitely feel like at the end, I was now doing catch up. Whereas if I'd probably done each assignment or group task ahead of time, discussed it in class and been very present, it probably would have been less, you wouldn't have as much to revise or catch up on. I was literally catching up on full on topics. Right, civil litigation, I started from the beginning to the end, right?
Oh,
and I'm just like, Lola, if you would have just done these assignments and stuff at the beginning.
It makes
so
everything
if
easier.
You're going into law school, please, as annoying as it is, just read. Even if it's just to read and you don't even fully answer, read the topic before you get into the lecture hall because they literally treat you like adults, not really kids.
Yeah,
so they're expecting that you've read.
Mm-hmm.
They're not teaching you from scratch. They're kind of bouncing ideas off of you. So be prepared. That's one big tip that I will give you. It'll make your life so much easier.
To make both exam periods and all around. So after then, we have just 30 minutes. By 1:30, we're done with all those class activities. You have 30 minutes to take any question every other person has. And after it's over, everybody go home. And that's it. You go back to the hostel.
Wow, us in Lagos campus are still there.
Oh, yeah. So we literally used to chat with you guys. So we're done with class now. What's up?
We were never done. They used to just punish us because they thought we were distracted because we were in Lagos.
I would take my nap and I'll wake up. You guys are still in class.
100%. That was us. But it was... Looking back on it, it was fun-ish at some points because we used to talk and stuff like that. But yeah.
So in Nigeria, we have a dual system, which means that once you're caught bar, you're both a barrister and a solicitor. That's what I said.
Of the Supreme Court of Nigeria.
Oh my God, you know. But unlike where Lola is coming from.
Yeah, okay, so just to give
you work has to be double.
A bit of a insight. So in the UK, it's a very separate system. So if you want to be a solicitor and you want to, or you want to be a barrister, the routes to achieve that qualification and to have the qualifications for that profession, they're completely different. So as a solicitor, you do like your LPC, your training contract, you become a solicitor. And if you're a barrister, you'll do your pupillage. There's a completely different route. But if you are a solicitor, you can do rights to audience or hire rights to audience that can give you the authority to speak in courts, but you're not really a barrister. So one attractive thing about Nigeria is that in 1 year, you can literally be a barrister and solicitor and hit the ground running when you finish. Whereas in the UK, it's a lot more, the route is different. It's longer. You have to do a lot more and you have to kind of pick what. And I think it has its pros and cons, if I'm honest, because I don't think everyone is meant to be a solicitor. I don't think everyone's meant to be a barrister. But at least in Nigeria, you have the choice on what to go down. Whereas in the UK, at the beginning, you have to decide what route do I want to go down. So, and also, now that I am a solicitor and barrister of the Supreme Court of Nigeria, Nigeria, there are certain things you can do. It was called the QLTS. I can't remember what the abbreviation is for, but it's now being changed to the SEQ. And you can look these things up if you want to kind of be able to have transferable skills. If you want to be able to be a solicitor, not a barrister, a solicitor in the UK, you can do certain exams that can qualify you because Nigeria is a Commonwealth country. Meaning there are lots of our laws that kind of overlap. So they don't make you go through the whole process of being a solicitor, but you do have to do the former QLTS, which is now going to be the SQE, where you have to do 2 years of experience. You have to do your OSCE. Just go and check it out if you're interested in perhaps coming to law school here, like I did, and do your 1 year or your year and a half with bar one and bar two. You can then look at doing the qualifications in the UK if you want to be a solicitor also. I'm sure there's similar things if you want to do the New York bar and Canadian bar and stuff, but I can only speak for the one that I know most about. So I guess that's the real difference in the qualification.
Oh, thank God for Nigeria. I think if they separated it, I won't go through that journey.
You would.
Yeah, it's true. I think I would.
You would, trust me.
Because we want to just see things then. So I'm tempted to talk about my court bar, but before I go there. So we're already talking about law school before I remember the whole system and decided to mention it. So after you're done, for example, when you go on Easter break, you don't come back to school. You go for your externship.
Oh my gosh, how did I forget this? Yes.
You go for your externship. So the externship is for is it 3 months or 2 months?
It's about three, I think.
I think 3 months. So you're going to spend 3 months you're going to spend 6 weeks doing court externship and six weeks doing chamber externship.
How did I forget this?
So the first 6 weeks, they are going to post you to different courts. Then within the courts will now post you to different courtroom. You get so you be in a particular courtroom, you and your other, maybe someone from Lagos campus, someone from Abuja campus, depending on where they posted. So for me, I was still posted to Enugu courts.
They just love you there. Accept it, man. This your calling.
I've left them.
They're gonna draw you back soon.
I was posted to Enugu State High Court. You go to the High Court, you have this extension book. They have to feel what you learned.
Yes, and you have to check it.
Exactly. You have to feel those things because you're going to submit it and they'll do would they call it interview? The whole thing that lecturers would do before they'll now grade you on that externship part that you did. So it's more like doing IT when you're in university. If you did all these courses that are not legal courses, if you do IT and you fill your form and lecturers have to check it. So during the externship, you literally just sit down in court and observe the cases. So you're not talking, you're not doing anything. The judge can ask you question inside the courtroom or she can call you afterwards. So it's more like you are shadowing the judge to see how she handles
proceedings
her
and everything.
Procedures,
yeah.
Proceedings and everything. So you go have meetings with her, then you fill the form and go occasionally to the chief registrar's office for them to sign and stamp and authorize that, yes, you we are here. Because a lot of people went to go and fill it when we got to school. I was looking for a stamper.
The funny thing is, I actually took that part seriously.
Yeah.
Like, even though the lecture notes and stuff was harder, for the court externship, I actually used to fill it in as the days went. Because it was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
You're in court. You're listening to real cases.
That was when I knew that litigation wasn't for me.
It made me want to litigate.
No. I was looking at it and I was like, okay. This is fun. And then I was like, no, it's fun, but I can't do it. So you finish that and then you go over to court, to chambers. The same way the school is going to post you to the court, they also post you to chambers. My chamber too was in Enugu. And then the chamber that posted me, the guy that owns the chamber was a professor in Enugu State University, a professor in law. So it was really interesting, although it was like litigation cases. So sometimes we go to court. Most things we did was review their files after they come back from court.
Yes, there was a lot of paperwork.
Exactly. So you have to see how they fill in the files, because literally you have different files for different cases, how they fill in what happened in court. So that even if you are not going to continue the case in the next sitting, the person that is going nowhere
can pick up
going
from
to.
There.
Exactly. Sure. So we did that, then we went through a lot of previous files, land matters. I think that was really interesting. And then very weird thing that my timing was, because they go to court and all that, we must not go to court with them. The guy was like, oh, I need you guys to read and pass. So we go for our own externship work by 4 p.m. and close by 10 p.m. in the night. So it was 4 to 10 p.m. You stay back after everything. Then you guys will enter his office. We are about 6, 7. We're going to his office. If you have questions based on the file you read, he already knows the files that he designated to each one of you.
And so just so you know, guys, you actually have to pass the court externship.
Exactly.
And what do you call that? Well, not firm. The other
chambers.
Yeah, chambers extension. Like, they actually give you a kind of, not appraisal, but they...
Yeah, they have. So apart from the one you're going to fill, they have printout that they're going to give the chamber leaders, the chamber owner to fill and authorize
and that's for
that,
the school.
Yes, you did this.
Exactly.
So after everything, and what's in our own, I don't know how your guy did it, but our own guy filled it and sealed it.
Yeah,
so
you cannot
see what he
likewise.
Wrote.
You kind of just got the gist. Did he think I did good, but you couldn't see
I think
it.
How we knew that he was happy was after everything, he took us out for lunch.
Yeah, that's
so
a good sign.
So you're like, okay, yeah, we all did well. So he finished that and take it back to the school. So upon school resuming, there's no more lectures. So it's more like revision, doing your externship. Let me just call it appraisal or review, then doing the mock trials.
I forgot. You know what? How do you remember all this, Landry? I can't remember any of this.
Then do your mock trial. So literally, by the time you come back, they'll now, like, if you're interested in being a judge, I don't know, there's a way they shared us.
Sorry, Mandy, there's this other thing that we had to do.
What?
What was it? The book, almost like a booklet. You have to go and present it to them.
Yeah, that was a booklet to fill during the externship.
Oh, was that the externship one?
Yes, that was a booklet.
Well, you had to relate to... Okay, it was. You're right.
You fill both chambers part, put your dates, everything that happened in court. Science.
And you have to write some scenarios and stuff. It was a bit...
There was also other assessments afterwards. Yeah. I think there are stuff that they ask for. Then each lecturer, they will share you to each room. So we had different lecturers in the room and you enter. We had presentation to do.
Yes, that's what I remember it.
Because
you had to prepare for it.
Because
one-on-one, it was just you and
I remember that they sorted me during the presentation.
No, they were mean.
I can remember. So I think my presentation, when I did my slide, my own side, it was... normal size, but by the time I plugged it to their projector, it was really big. The fonts were heavy and all that. And it was like, so if you're invited to represent the Nigerian law school in the US, this is how you're going to disgrace us. I was like, my head, I was like, if you invite me, then definitely you're going to take care of me so well that I won't be this frustrated.
They even mean
this,
anyway.
Or this just can't come and do it. Yeah. I was like, I'm so sorry, ma.
That's it.
I'm
just so smile because you don't want anyone to block your quota bar.
And if you don't pass that
you
stage,
have to, yeah.
You're not going to write your bar finals.
No, yep,
so you're
yep.
going to finish when
it's
you're
like
done.
The dinners as well. If you don't complete your dinners, you will not write. There are so many kind
there's
of...
There's a lot of things, yeah.
...hurdles to jump over in law
school. So there are three dinners, right?
Three. three or four. I can't remember.
No, I don't think it's up to five.
Sure.
I think just imagine three
my
dinners.
Memory is so bad. I'm so embarrassed.
But each of dinner, you're going to be on natural hair and suits. So you're going to eat food wearing suits.
And leather shoes, guys, just so you know, because they made me change my shoes. They said no they makeup. Were too shiny. Just
if
so
you're going
you know.
To wear makeup,
and they made
very
me cut my nails
makeup.
At the door. And they made me take off my eyelashes. There's nothing they didn't suffer me with. I had to write undertaking. Guys, it was really something. Really something. So I had a piercing, I had to write an undertaking and sign it that I promised that I will not come if so that they have the right to withdraw me from
are you
law
serious?
School. When I say I was not joking, I was like, this is just like, this is me. This is just an ear piercing. Like, you guys calm down. It was horrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
So after the whole externship stuff, after you finish doing your review, they bring out a list, the list of people that like attendance is 100%. Their externship, so literally list of people that are going to write bar finals with your exam code or your number.
But your attendance doesn't have to be 100%, or man.
No, it doesn't have to be 100%. But then it has to be something.
I think it was up to 60 something or 70 something percent and above. Anyone below that
above
can't sit the exam.
Exactly. So you do that, then you now have the mock trials. I know I was just joking through the mock trials.
I don't even remember it happened. Are you sure we did mock trials?
Yeah, we did mock trials because I know there's some guys that like were seriously dressed in the wig and gown and ready. It seemed like some people bought their wig and gown during extension.
They were ready. I mean, I don't jinx myself, you know. I waited until
I bought my wig and gown.
I got
2 weeks.
Prepared, but I was like, let me wait.
I got
for results.
My wig and gown 2 weeks. Even when my result came out, I was like, I know, Lord, you've done this, but anything is possible.
Listen, my sister, pull to bar. Anything is possible.
Anything
in this
is possible.
They can, like, yank, I just it, say, they oh, can yank the rug of under
you know,
your feet.
They're like, oh, if you find out something happened during the exam, we can withdraw your result and all of that.
It's basically not over until it's
until
over.
Exactly.
And then
until
even
your
when
court.
You're a lawyer, your name can be struck out, guys.
Oh
so
my God.
You, it's not, this profession, it's great, but you have to still tread carefully and keep within the lines.
So after the mock trials, they have like, I think 2 weeks. So you have revision classes with your lecturers, you come to class, you have your personal reading time, and then exam.
You know, you also do the multiple choice questions.
Or MCQ.
MCQ.
Yeah, MCQ was, I think, 2 days before the main exam.
No, it was, I thought it was a lot earlier than that.
Day. No. Or a week?
Yeah, something like that.
Like a week?
Something like that.
Okay.
So and that's like, counts for what? Is it 20, 30% of your grade?
It's not that, I know it's not that much. I knew
maybe
it
like 20% or something. Yeah, it counted for something.
Much. So I knew it was not that much. So after the MCQ was what gave us hope. Like,
yes, MCQ was okay. It was the exam really that was like, bah!
The main exam. So how you know that it's time for bar finals is that in front of the hall, the ambulances.
Yeah.
Arranged.
If you want to die on the line.
Two people fainted in my hall. I forgot which of the exam, but two people fainted. And then a lot of people broke down. So take care of yourself very well when you're writing the exam. I was sick too before the exam. Because another thing is that, for example, in the campus, where the campus is, VIA is modernized. Red campus is like within
it's
bush.
Modernized from the outside. If you enter that law school, you'll see
know
it's
what I
very
mean? Like,
much
it's
like
within the bushy area. So there are a lot of mosquitoes and
okay.
all that.
So
when you're reading in class in the night, oh my
stuff.
God, a lot of people was sick. You are sick to the extent that even once you have malaria, they don't even go far to give you drug. Maybe they'll just give you drip or give you injection or something like that. They need everybody to be well so fast. So they are not even taking their time. So yeah, after that, moving on to the main thing, our call to bar.
Your main thing.
So for the call to bar, the entire process of call to bar is that first of all, you have to go and do clearance in the school. So everybody, all roads lead to Abuja, whether you did your law school in Kafachan, in Kano,
you have
anywhere,
to jump on that plane or that
you
road and
will
get
go
there
to Abuja for your clearance.
Headquarters.
So for me, I came in today, my clearance was the next day, then I left. So I stayed like 2 days, I left on the third day. So you first, when you come in first, the very best thing for you to do is once you relax, you can't stay inside school, get accommodation around school. Once you're settled in, just stroll into the school and see what you need for your clearance. So literally just snap it. They have different
They send it around. You're not in it alone, obviously. There's lots
of
you
lots
going
of
through it. Yeah.
So unlike me, I went on my own first to see it. Plus, I think that was my first time being in Abuja campus. I needed to like see how the campus was and all that. So you get all those things ready. And next day you go, it's first come, first serve. There's no, oh, my name is you. My name is A. No. Once you come, we all stood in line. In front of a window, the window just opened. So you give this document, and last thing is that when you're done with everything, they take your ID card. You're not leaving.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Card.
I remember that.
You take your ID
and you have
card.
To pay some fee as well,
yeah,
right?
I think
you
so.
Have to do
I'm
a
not
remittal
sure
or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Then they'll say, okay, you're cleared. I think there was a document they give you also. Then you go home and they'll not fix court bar. So for someone like me, after clearance, I went home. My name came out for NYSC. I was already in camp for NYSC before my court bar was fixed. So unlike other sets that did court bar November, ours was December 12th and 13th. And mine was on 13th. Second day. So I was already in camp. They said, okay, court bar. Then I left camp, came back home. That's when I went and bought wig and gown, got ready. So you get into to Abuja for your court bar, you first have to go to the campus again to pick up your IV. So some people stayed back after clearance to wait and get the IV, but I couldn't stay that long. It was so much cost on my own end.
Sure.
Being there, I didn't have family or anything. So when I got to Abuja the next day, I went to camp pick IV. So I get two invites. That was before COVID-19, because I think these guys, there was no IV. Everybody like watched online. And then, so you get your IV and you now go for the main court bar. For the process itself, for the main court bar, my dear, you see the way you went for that dinner. I know it's celebration. But just go as simple as you can go so you can enter.
I really, really reinforce this.
So you can enter.
Forget about the theatrics. You can do your photo shoots and stuff with your wig and gown later.
Exactly.
Just be able
get everything.
No, because they suffered me to the point
get
that...
Get everything.
Man.
Don't wear... Even if you want to wear black and black to be safe, just wear white and black. Because it can come that day and the person at the gate will be
simple.
Like, oh, sorry,
your
you don't want
simple.
Black.
Hair simple.
Your shoes
nails
should not be
simple.
Should
makeup
not, oh
simple.
My God.
Everything. Afterwards, you can do your theatrics.
Exactly.
You can do what you want with your wig and your gown.
Yeah.
And it's not a joke, guys. Like, I honestly almost wasn't allowed to enter the hall. And it wasn't a joke. There was like 10 minutes before they shut the doors. And yes, they shut the doors, guys. If you're not on time, you
yeah,
will
that,
not
that,
be called to
it,
bar.
That's it.
And without being called to bar, your name is not put into the, you know, in the list.
Yeah, the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court list. I don't know the official name.
Yeah.
And you cannot practice, meaning you'd have to wait for another court
the
to
next
bar.
Day.
Right? And at that, I thought I had done everything, really prepared. I got to the gate, ready to enter. My mom was already on the you know, the viewing side. And yeah. I was... And then this auntie literally just looked at me and was like, can I enter? And I was like, why? Like, my voice was already shaking because I was like, God, what is it? Like, she's like, oh, that my hair, your hair is like, it's too bright. And I had like short finger waves, but yeah. It was like, let's say like a deep brown. So in the sun, it looked a bit bright.
Yeah.
And then she was like, why did you go and dye your hair this color? And I was explaining to her, like, mom, my hair is not naturally black. Like, my hair is not jet black. It's just looking like this in the sun. And she was just like, no. And then she just said, You won't be caught to bar this year. I swear, I was just like, what kind of witch is this? And I was like, ma, why now? And then she was just like, you can't enter and see your lash. She said, see your lash. I just, when I yanked the lash off of my, I threw it on the floor. I said, there's no lash, ma. She said, I have to go and look for someone to barb my hair. I said, ma, I have 5 minutes now left to enter the hall. And they were letting people in past me. People were rushing. I said, how will I look for a barber? I looked over. She said, see that girl? She's barbing her hair. Go and join her. Like, there was literally a man on the road with the clippers shaving this girl's hair because they said that her hair wasn't kept well. She just wanted to enter the hall. I said, ma, by the time I go over there and come back, you would have shut the gate.
Yeah.
She was not like, move from here. There's nothing I can do. She was just, and my heart was, and I just had to put on waterworks. I was like, God, I have to get into this hall, right? I now start, my eyes start, and I said, and I now got somebody, another auntie. I said, auntie, please, I'm begging you, take me as your daughter. If this was your daughter, how would you feel? My mom has traveled. She doesn't live here. I start showing pictures on my phone. Please, look at this is how my hair is. And then the woman was now saying, I'm not naturally fair. How can my hair not be black? I said, my hair is not, I'm not born with black hair. My hair is brown. I had to show her baby pictures. The woman was just like doubting my whole existence. I said, should I call my mom? What should I do? The auntie was just like, just wait, I'll talk to her. I was like, auntie, please, I take God beg you. Like, I've worked so hard for that. I was literally pleading for my life. And I had like 4 minutes now to get into the hall. Then one of the aunties was just like, just pass and go. And she now allowed me enter. And that's when you saw me, Mandy. I was flustered, looking for my name on the seat. I was sweating. I was confused. I remember telling them at the gate, don't worry. Before I climb the stage, I'm going to wear my wig.
Yeah.
They're not even going to see my hair. Don't worry. They're like, if we allow you, everybody will think that this is not a noble profession. These women are not lawyers.
At all.
They're just admin and staff. They said that everyone will think that the profession is anyhow. They can do anyhow. I was like, ma, I'm going to wear the wig. Nobody's going to see my brown hair. Nobody.
Someone that is saying this, you think maybe carry pink or purple hair?
Yo, I had, as in, I didn't even see it coming. If it's that you thought, oh, am I going to get away with it?
Yeah.
I literally thought it would just, I walk in, nothing. When I walked in, I was flustered and everything. And I finally found my seat and I sat down. And I was just giving God all of the glory. Because I was like, this witch almost snatched my, like, snatched all I've worked hard for. I just, the door shut, boom. You know that girl that was barbering her hair? I just heard her shouting, you people are evil. You cannot make it in this life. Wickedness. The woman was like, if you like, be shouting. I'm not letting you in this hall. She said, how could you? You told me to come back. This lady did not get called to bar until the year after. I'm not lying.
You sent her to
I said, I'm not joking. I literally said, God, that could have been me if not for begging and crying. And I was like, what kind of wickedness? No joke. They refused to open the door. The woman was shouting, help me. You people help me. They won't allow me enter. She did not get called to bar. I can't actually make this up.
Because
I remember it because it was such a painful experience.
But just imagine you telling someone your story, reason why you are not called to bar.
It's so silly.
And then maybe
like my hair was a bit too brown.
I was cutting my hair.
But this is the thing. When it comes to someone like blocking your blessing, should I say, it doesn't have to be rationale. They've already messed you up. Because let's say she didn't call me to bar. Even if later on she says sorry or someone said what it was is wrong, I've already missed it.
Yeah.
So all I said to myself is, enter this hall.
And you passed the exam.
I said my mom flew from London to Abuja. She's sitting there waiting for me to climb stage. How will I come out and say, mom, not this year? For what? What did I do? I did the exams. I even got two on top.
You did well. You did the work. And it's just because of color of your
hair. That's when I say trauma. Yeah. It's very traumatic. I don't even like to think about it.
Oh my.
So guys, be careful. I'm not calling them all witches. I'm sure some of them are very lovely and they do their work well. But be careful for those people that are just looking for who to take out their frustrations on. Don't let them win. Do all you need to and just, like, please let your hair be normal. Let your clothes be normal. Let your speech be normal. Don't tread on anybody's toes because it is not over until it's over. I said I was there. I could have literally not made it. And I was there.
Until your name is in the book. When you even finish the event, go straight to Supreme Court. Go straight to Supreme Court and sign your name until that happens.
Until you're not a lawyer.
Before it can
be. You're not called to bar until your name is. Until I sign my name, I said, God, I've done it. That's when I was like, yes! Until that, forget about it. All the rest is child's play.
So now, these new weeks, we have people already here. What advice do you have for them?
I would say do everything by the book. This is not law school in Nigeria. Maybe in other parts of the world, I can't speak on in Nigeria. It's not the time to experiment. It's not the time to just see what can happen. Do what is required from you. And I would just say stick to it. Follow the guidelines. Don't say, let me do left. If everybody's going right, just go right. Don't be the one that goes left, because there are too many instances where, like you said, all of the things you've said, at each point, people have left as per didn't finish externship, attendance, law dinners. There are so many
Different processes
that if you don't make it, you will not be caught about that year. So just follow and do the needful, and also have a few good, smart people around you and people that actually know the process as well. Like, I wasn't on campus, so I had definitely had friends that were on campus. Sometimes you'll get word of things quicker than when you're not on campus. So, I heard we're having an impromptu test or something. If you're not friends with people on campus, you're a bit detached from what's going on. So just affiliate with the right people and study and mental health. Don't let it get to you too much. It's literally just it's just some exams. They're hard, but you can actually do it. And if you don't do it the first time, do it the second. Don't kill yourself over it, you know?
Just like Laura said, like, just do the needful. So a lot of people get to think that, oh, law school, what makes law school is just the academic part of it. No. There are a lot of other simple things or tiny things that could lead you to missing out on being called to bar that year or not. You can pass your exam, just like we've said. So every single thing, especially the non-academic part, they say, everybody, Taigele. After that year, nobody's going to remember how it happened. Do you get? Taigele. If they say, oh, come to the class naked. Oh.
Mandy, sorry, what? That's you on your own?
Just go. Then for the new weeks that just entered the legal profession, I would say, decide what you want to do and stick to it. So I feel we've advanced from that point where they say, oh, you must come out and you must try litigation first to know if you don't like litigation.
I agree.
So if you know you're not a fan of litigation, you can find a law firm to work with. And you must not work with a law firm. You can decide, oh, I want to be an in-house lawyer straight
Definitely.
Up. And you go and look for. But one thing I'll tell you is that whatever journey you decide to go on, be not just progressive, not just intentional, be innovative. Keep learning, keep growing.
That learning aspect is really important.
Don't stay still at all. Keep learning and keep growing. Oh my God, we've talked so much about this. Like literally talked a lot. And sorry guys, we're going to divert a little bit from our normal ways. So our questions are going to talk about this more on our IG live. So please follow us on IG at Legal Avenue Podcast.
That's at Legal Avenue Podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell
exactly.
A friend.
And be there. I know you have a lot of questions. So we don't want to say, oh, these are possible questions that you have, or stick to the little questions we got off you on Instagram. We want to communicate with you live. So we're going to have a whole section on this via Instagram live. So just get ready. Stick to the page. Turn on notifications so we know when we drop new content and tell you when this is happening. Then we can hit on the questions. So we've talked enough. And in case if you have any topic or questions going further relating to this topic or not, or you have, like I said, topics that you want us to discuss, you can reach us through our Instagram. You can reach us through our Facebook. At Facebook, we're also Legal Avenue Podcast. Yeah, we're coming to the end of this episode. Well, before we leave, you know what we have to do? We have to take our legal takeaway of the day. And
it's going to be a real quick one, a simple one, and very on topic. So I do notice, and Mandy, you're definitely on this table, maybe previously on this table. Just to clarify, right? Being a barrister or a solicitor is a profession, right? Which means the title, the correct title is Esquire, E-S-Q. So just for those that maybe want to address some of us, or you want to write something, writing bar, B-A-R-R dot, and our names is not the correct way to address a lawyer. It would be the name, and then at the end, or at the beginning rather, I think, yeah, beginning or end, E-S-Q for Esquire. So barrister and a solicitor is the profession, and the title is Esquire. I know Nigerians will, as I'm saying this, they're like, I beg, barrister, la la. But the truth is, I am a barrister, but a barrister is not the title. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's just the difference. Profession versus title. Okay?
She's Lola Esquire.
Yes,
and
please.
Mandy Esquire.
Exactly.
All right, guys, we're about rolling out. But before we leave, remember, nothing we discuss here should misconstrue as legal advice. This is just our opinions, and everything we discuss here is solely for entertainment and educational purposes. If you have a problem, if you want proper legal advice, then find a lawyer. And
you have to pay them?
Yeah, definitely. You're saying like you're not sure. So Lola is not sure. So if you go to her, you might decide to
don't
pay
play
her.
With me.
For me,
don't play with me.
Pay your lawyer. Pay your lawyer. So guys, thank you so much for sticking around. I know this was exceptionally
I'm hungry,
long.
Mandy, buy me food.
And Lola is already rolling now because she's hungry. So till next time, guys, please keep showing love, keep sharing our content, keep encouraging us, and keep listening. Thank you so much. See you next episode.